Do you believe in ghosts?
Hello, it's Tyler here. You're listening to Ghost Stories, the podcast. I hope you are all doing well. It's great to have you. First and foremost, before we crack on, if you do hear a little background noise today, it's because I've changed my recording location. Just coming into the office where my day job is to record here just saves my son interrupting and my wife, who's heavily pregnant, trying to fight him away from where I normally record. That being said, if the background noise is a bit of an issue, please do feedback, shoot me an email or a message on Facebook and let me know. But it should only be a short-term thing for the next 4 episodes at most. But if it is a problem, I can rectify that and we'll figure out somewhere else to record. But now let's get down to business. This is actually going to be our last story of the season from Janine's Ghost Stories. Not our last story of the season, but I think the 4th one that Janine sent in. So I'm sure you'll all recognize and heard her before. She had one during Women in Horror Month and a few back in 2019, which is weird to say, back in 2019. We're well into 2020 now, I guess, aren't we? Spooky stuff. But yeah, so if you've not followed Janine before, go search for Janine's Ghost Stories on Facebook and Twitter, and make sure to check out her blog, because there's a lot of really great stories, and she's been doing a lot of interviews and profiles with various writers and people in kind of the horror fiction genre. So make sure to check her out. This story is called Childhood Friend. Do you ever have flashbacks from your childhood? You know, little things like the smell of a certain plastic takes me right back to playing with G.I. Joes in the backyard, and the Terminator 2 theme music makes me think of walking around quoting Arnie as a preteen, not really knowing or understanding what the film was about. But sometimes we bury things. Maybe it was a test you did really badly on, or that time you saw the neighbor's cat after it had been run over. We discard these memories and hide them in our subconscious, but sometimes they come back. Well, a few months ago, my parents asked if we would like to come and stay with them at an old farmhouse we used to stay in sometimes when I was a kid. They've been back a few times since, but I hadn't personally returned there since I was about 11 years old. It was right in the middle of the Devon countryside, and we used to love it there. Since I now have a 7-year-old of my own, and we're having a year off from expensive international travel as we're extending our home, they thought it might be nice to stay together so my daughter could experience some of the old-fashioned countryside fun that I loved as a child. Why not, I thought. My wife and I, we worked hard, and our daughter was so used to theme park and exotic beach holidays that sometimes something like this might be just what we needed. As the day got closer to the date of the holiday, I found it a very small nagging feeling in my mind. I usually get anxious before we travel, worried I'll forget the passports or travel money, so I put it down to that, but I couldn't shake this slight feeling of trepidation. One morning at work, whilst I was on a break from the busy courtroom, my wife and I are both criminal lawyers, I decided to call my mum. Mum, when we stayed at Lane Farm, did anything bad ever happen? To be honest, I felt stupid even asking. Here I was in a Crown Court working on a nasty case, to say the least, and asking if we'd ever had a boo-boo as a child or forgotten about it. My mom just laughed at me and said, "No, you absolutely adored the place and couldn't wait to go back each year." For some unknown reason, I still don't know why, this didn't settle my nerves. Still, life is busy, and soon it was time to drive down to Devon. My daughter was beside herself with excitement, and my wife was looking forward to a few days away from the office. The closer we got to Lane Farm, the more anxious I felt. It hadn't changed a bit in nearly 30 years. Everything from the house reminded me of my childhood. It was like being transported right back in time. My daughter ran out around the place like a mad thing. She was so happy to be here and spend time with her grandparents. She wanted to stay in the same bedroom that I slept in. When I opened the door to the room, I swear it was the exact same bedspread too. The first night was unsettled, but only for myself. The fresh country air, the long walks in the field all worn us out, but I was the only one tossing and turning. I kept having strange dreams, not bad but unnerving. I was here in a farmhouse, but I was my daughter's age. I was the only child and I'd never brought a friend along with me, but in the dream it seemed like I was playing with someone. I woke up in a cold sweat, the feeling of unease intensified. Did I ever make friends while staying here? I asked the next morning at breakfast. I needed a very big cup of coffee. Mum looked at me strangely. No, dear, she replied. We never saw anyone else whilst we were here. That was part of the appeal. You never appeared to be lonely, though. You spent a lot of time in the garden playing games and entertaining yourself. You always had a good imagination, though. Maybe that was it. My imagination, yes. It did wander a bit sometimes, and I'd always been very creative as a kid, but didn't feel like it had been explained properly. I tried not to let get in the way of the holiday. We all relaxed and it was really good to be away from the hustle and bustle of the office courtroom. My favorite thing was to watch our daughter unwind and go back to play mode. Even at 7, she would sometimes feel a little self-conscious talking to her dolls or making up games. While here, there was no one else around, no YouTube, Netflix, no distractions. She played for hours in the back garden, having tea parties and a very cute game of hide and seek by herself. Just like you, dear, my mom had commented. It was certainly on the way home I remembered. I was playing a game I Spy with my daughter while my wife was listening to the radio, and then she began chatting about the best things on holiday were during her stay. I love playing, my daughter said enthusiastically. I'll really miss being able to do that. Well, you can play at home, I said. You don't have to be on a farm to play and have tea parties and stuff. Yeah, but I won't have Mr. Tickle to play with me, she replied. My heart felt like it stopped. What did you say? I asked her. Mr. Tiggles, he won't be at home. He told me he isn't allowed to leave the farm. He has to stay there so he can play with the next child that comes to stay. I felt ice cold, and a flash of memories came flooding back to me. My secret childhood friend, who I only saw on the farm. He was the reason I loved playing in the garden there and never felt lonely, because he was always there to play with me. But I wasn't allowed to tell anyone about him, or he would have to go away. My imaginary friend, who to this day I'd never spoken about. Mr. Tiggle. If he was my made-up friend from over 30 years ago, who no one in the whole world knows about, with a pretty unusual name, then how did my child know about him? The thing is, though, Daddy, she replied quietly, I'm not supposed to talk about him, so don't tell anyone else, okay? Well, what a fantastic story. Thank you so much, Janine, for continuing to send in stories throughout season 6. Obviously, that's the last one from Janine's Ghost Stories for this season, but planning into season 7, I'm sure there's going to be more. So, Janine, I know you're listening to this. Start thinking about which ones you're going to send for next season as well, because you know you're going to be included. You're a regular now. But yeah, if you've enjoyed the podcast and you've not already subscribed, click that button now. I was looking at our analytics and I can see there's a big chunk of you that listen regularly but not actually subscribe to the podcast, which is madness. Click that subscribe button now wherever you're listening. And if you have subscribed, drop us a review if you've not already. That really helps us and gets the word out there. Go to Facebook, give us a like, and hopefully, so I'm talking to my brother right now about running my social profile. So hopefully within the next couple weeks, we're going to have a bit more presence on Twitter as well. Instagram and getting more regular posts on Facebook, because we all know I'm terrible at the social media side of things. I like to focus on the production. And then looking at season 7, I'm talking to a designer about maybe helping us rebrand so we can relaunch the website so I can start using that as well. So it's all very exciting stuff. Now, obviously, listening and following us and interacting through our social platforms is very much enough support for us. We very much appreciate that. However, if you want to go the extra mile and do a bit more to help accelerate our growth, you can head over to our Patreon page, and for as little as a dollar, you can get stories earlier than everyone else. And what we're actually doing as well for season 7, we're starting to put together plans for additional content that we can put on Patreon. So it's a very exciting time to get into there, because we're going to be putting stuff that's exclusive, essentially, just to Patreon listeners. We've got a few plans. I'm not going to reveal too much now, but it's well worth considering. Well, that's all for us this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks time as usual. So yeah, only 3 episodes left after this one in the normal season, and then we're going to do a few reveal ones to close off season 6. But we're getting there, not long at all. And of course I'll be taking my little break when child 2 arrives. Spare a thought for our family. But yeah, that's all from us. Thanks for tuning in, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?